Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com. Let's talk about this cyclical living and how men and women run on different cycles. You know, men on sort of, I like to call them like men are the sun, women are the moon, right?
Yeah.
Like men are the seed, women are the soil. Let's talk about how men run maybe briefly, and then I'd like for you to open up, and I'd love for you to talk about the moon as well, because I think that's super important for women. I think in modern life, we are so divorced from nature and think we are not of this earth somehow. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about that.
Awesome. Yeah. So what's really important to know, and I've just been learning so much more about gender and hormones and, you know, which parts are our identity and which parts are our hormones and which parts are our biology and which parts are who we are as a soul. And so I do want to say that when we get into a conversation about hormones and biology, it gets a little messy, and I'm just doing my best. So I do want to highlight that and just say people who are testosterone dominant have hormonal cycles that are every 24 hours. People who are estrogen dominant have hormonal cycles that are every 28 days. Some of the people who are estrogen dominant also have periods.
But you don't have to have a period.
You don't have to have a period in order for this to apply to you. And also,
woman in transition, you could be menopausal. Like it can, like you don't have to have.
Oh, or have a hysterectomy or be pregnant. Like there are so many reasons you may not have a period. And even if you don't have a period, this totally applies. Even if you identify as a man, this totally applies. Because now, granted, we live in a patriarchy. So the reason this is important is we are hyper-identified with the fact that as a culture, we're now breaking this down, right? And we're dismantling this. But as a culture, for a very long time, the assumed norm has been white, cisgender, male, heterosexual. And so our whole world was set up for that kind of person. And I'm married to one of those people. My dad is one of those people. I love those people. And also they're just one kind of person. And so the problem that we have is that our whole world was set up for the 24-hour cycle, which at least 50% of the population is not experiencing.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
Right. So 50% of the population, I'm one of them, has sort of felt like every planner system and all the time management stuff and all the like 10x your productivity and, you know, high impact and, you know, whatever, like sometimes it feels like it applies. And then sometimes it just feels really aggro and aggressive, like, and like almost violent. Yes. And that is because a testosterone dominant person goes through the four phases every 24 hours. So that person, it makes sense that their days are designed identically and that they would do the same thing every day and feel more or less the same every day and be able to go harder than the day before in some cases, right? That's sort of like the assumption we have, that the idea is to do more and go harder every day until you die. Which when we say that out loud, like it's really sick. It's
really crazy. Like, what do you get? Do you get a medal? Like what? Yeah,
you die. Yeah. Like everyone else was going to die anyway. That's what happens. And then for estrogen dominant people, we have this cyclical experience that's over 28 days-ish. Now, you know, some cycles are 25 days, some cycles are 32 days. But basically, we have this sort of like beautiful, luxurious experience of going through these four different phases during the month from in blocks of time from 5 days to up to 14 days, depending on our hormonal ebbs and flows. And so these four phases hold the blueprint, like I said, for the energy and the focus that we need to create literally everything, whether it is a human being or a dinner party or an online launch or a conference or a birthday cake. Like it literally, like creation's big and small, they're all equal and they all require these four same ingredients. And for estrogen dominant people, we have those four phases throughout the month and we just need to go macro instead of micro to begin to change our relationship to time and stop beating ourselves up for not feeling the exact same way every single day. There's nothing wrong with us that we don't have a testosterone dominant body.
I always say that morning routines and this morning routine movement is so sexist.
Oh my God. I give a hard eye roll to the whole thing. Like I do have a very simple morning routine and it actually has to do with cyclical planning. Yes. It takes me like 2 minutes, but the whole, Yeah.
Well, you see like, and it's always like you said, it's like the cis, you know, hetero white. And it's like, I spend 4 hours today making my special tea.
Who usually does not have children or who has somebody else caring for their children.
Exactly. There's a woman somewhere taking care of the kids. Like my kids wake me up. My kids are the ones that I don't.
What morning routine?
Yeah.
Mama, I hungry. I hungry.
That's my morning routine. Exactly. What's for breakfast? Right. So I love what you're saying because I think that the first thing that women typically do is they blame themselves. Like I can't do a 3-hour morning routine. What's wrong with me?
Oh, it must be my lack of discipline. It must be my lack of focus. I must be terrible at time management.
Right.
That's what women say. Oh, I'm just bad at managing time. And I'm like, well, maybe you're trying to manage your time with a system that wasn't designed for you in the first place.
All right, Betty's, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.